Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, August 10th. We'll be taking a look at the COVID-19 possibility of a vaccine. Those details on the way.
Firefighters battled a mobile home fire in North Wichita Sunday afternoon. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A frontal boundary draped across central Kansas will be the focus for thunderstorms throughout the next several days. What can we expect and when? Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
As the president pushes for development of a COVID-19 vaccine by the end of the year, one health expert says we can expect the first versions may not be 100% effective.
The FDA says a vaccine that may be at least 50% effective against COVID would be one it approves to get a vaccine into circulation. Dr. Tom Inglesby, director of the Center for Health Security at Johns Hopkins, said on NBC's Meet the Press, that's not an unusual approach to take in development.
Many of the vaccines that we use are not perfect. They don't prevent every case of disease, but if they prevent a substantial portion of disease, then that can help us get to a point where most of us are protected.
Inglesby says that creates a herd immunity, which can work to slow spread among the masses until a more effective vaccine is created. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Firefighters battled a Wichita mobile home fire yesterday afternoon.
Wichita and Sedgwick County firefighters extinguished a mobile home fire Sunday in the 3400 block of West 53rd Street North just after 4 p.m. Fire officials say a small building and a carport also caught on fire. According to the fire department, a mother and her 4 children were inside the home when the fire started, but were able to make it out safely. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Reaction in the nation's capital after the president signed 4 weekend executive orders focusing on the coronavirus.
The president said Democrats were not willing to negotiate on evictions, relief payments, and unemployment benefits. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer disputed that on ABC's This Week, saying it was the administration that has been inflexible.
I said to them, this means it's your way or the highway. And they basically said, yes. That is not the way to create a deal.
Some say the orders circumvent Congress. White House advisor Peter Navarro on NBC's Meet the Press said they have the authority.
And I'm confident that every single one of those orders which cleared through the Office of Legal Counsel will stand up.
The president says he anticipates court battles over his actions. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Kansas Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall tells KNSS News he's humbled by the number of people who voted for him in the Republican primary.
You know, Kansans are much smarter than the Washington, D.C. swamp thought they were, that they could see through the attack ads. And I'm just blown away by the margin of victory and how many people got out and voted. So thank you, Kansas.
Dr. Marshall, a guest on the John Whitmer Show, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock on KNSS. Several units from the Wichita Police Department stopped a party bus on Kellogg after a large fight at an East Wichita nightclub.
Police say the disturbance occurred after midnight Saturday at Midnight Rodeo, located in the 10,000 block of East Kellogg. Officer Kevin Wheeler tells KSN-TV that multiple 911 callers reported around 50 people fighting in the club's parking lot, and some were armed. Police found three people outside of the club with minor injuries and then learned that several suspects boarded a party bus that left the club before WPD arrived. Officers located and stopped the party bus near Kellogg and Washington. No arrests have been made thus far, but the incident remains under investigation. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor domestic battery. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says 27-year-old Kelly Geiger was arrested over the weekend after a disturbance with an intimate partner who she shares a residence with, according to the report. Geiger has been placed on administrative leave while the incident is being investigated. She's worked with the Sheriff's Office for 6 years. Looking at gambling in Oklahoma and why it might be good that you caught that cold. Plus, traffic and weather on the way. KNSS News Time is 8:05. Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A protracted legal battle continues in Oklahoma. This concerns gambling rights for Native Americans.
A group of four Oklahoma tribes now asking a federal court to void gambling compacts between the state of Oklahoma and two other tribes, agreements that were already invalidated by the Oklahoma State Supreme Court. The Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, and Citizen Potawatomi Nations arguing that the U.S. Interior Department broke federal law by allowing agreements between Governor Kevin Stitt and the Comanche Nation and the Oto Missouri tribe to take effect, allowing sports betting, card, and table games. A federal judge ruling last month that gambling compacts with the Cherokee, Choctaw, and Chickasaw Nations signed 15 years ago automatically renewed on January 1st. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
There's no cure for the common cold, but researchers think getting sick from it might help you fight off the coronavirus.
Remember that cold you had back in 2015? That cold might just be your secret weapon against the coronavirus. A new study looked at blood samples collected between 2015 and 2018. It found a type of white blood cell known as T cells that respond when exposed to the virus. They say T cells have long memories, already know how to fight the virus, and encourage your body to churn out antibodies to knock down COVID-19. The lead researcher says having these T cells doesn't mean you're immune from COVID. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, maybe that cold you got a few years ago did help you in that regard. It is 8:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is Monday, August 10th. We've had some rain in the area this morning, and as far as that goes, we still do have some rain in the area, in the northwest corner of Sedgwick County. We still have some rain going on, and most of Harvey County seeing some shower activity right now. And let's take a look at traffic and weather here on this Monday morning.
Traffic fairly heavy in the Wichita area, just in places right now. Just a few minutes ago, saw some fairly heavy traffic slowing things down westbound on Kellogg right around Hillside. Looks like things have cleared up now, but goes to show you how quickly things can get congested out there when traffic volumes are this high. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And we take a look at that weather forecast here on this Monday morning and find out what's going on as we head into the week. Meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is sliding south across central Kansas, and that's going to be the focus for thunderstorms throughout the next several days. We had a complex of storms roll into the area this morning. We'll likely see some more development later on this afternoon. Some of those storms may be strong with a high 98. Showers and thunderstorms into the evening are low 70. Morning storms Tuesday, then 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, mostly cloudy, temperature 77. It is Monday, August 10th, 8:13 with Steve and Ted. And as we do every weekday morning at this time in the month of August, we head up to Kansas City for a training camp update live with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, brought to you by American Ag Credit on this Monday. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore, and just hope Steve's going to have a good week. He's at the Wichita West Fantasy Camp for old high school football players, and it's, you know, COVID. They're following COVID protocol, but he's got the old leather helmet out with the W etched in or stitched into the front, and so he's going to be at fantasy camp all week at Wichita West. But you and I will just hum right along here, and a special thanks again to American Ag Credit. Man, they've been especially effective this summer and even looking into the fall and winter because, you know, agriculture has faced some crisis just like all of us. But American Ag Credit's outstanding in helping our area farmers and ranchers. A lot of us listen that have two incomes that work in Wichita but also have acreage and production outside. So appreciate those guys, Ted.
Definitely do, and we're glad they're on board with all that we do here with you guys all month long. By the way, you nailed it. Anything that involves McIntosh putting on a football helmet and doing physical activity is fantasy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess it goes for a good cause, and it may be just him by himself.
It might be.
If you go by the West Campus over in the practice field and you see some – you know, lone wolf guy out there with a leather helmet on with a stitched W in the front of it, then you know it's McIntosh.
How did things go for during the weekend up at training camp in Kansas City?
Well, things kind of got changed. I told you we were going to have a live look-in Sunday afternoon at 1:30, and literally, this is the world we're in, literally Saturday night at 9:44, I saved the text, it's off for tomorrow. Yeah. It's really the end of phase two or three, and we're going to push it back to Tuesday at 11 o'clock. And so it's just in a state of flux. Now the team is progressing. It's just, are they in helmets? Are they in the new thing that was agreed to on by the Players Association, which is the soft padding, even different than shells that they wear. So it progressed through the weekend. It was good work. But it was still not quite where I thought it would be by the end of Sunday night. Now, I think it will change this week. I think it really starts to rev up starting midweek and all the way into the first padded practice, which is scheduled for Friday.
Okay. And, of course, we're still usually at this point we're talking about preseason games and kind of gearing up for those different chapters in the preseason. There are no chapters per game day type thing. I think it's up to individual coaching staffs to kind of set the tone for how things are going in each individual training camp.
And that's where it gets very interesting right now in the National Football League, because Andy Reid has a plan. He's had to adjust that plan on the fly and sometimes in the middle of a day, but he still has a plan. And I think that's a huge advantage for the Chiefs. You know, one thing I'm trying to focus on this week, all week long, Ted, is where the Chiefs could be even better in 2020 than they were in 2019. Keep in mind, Andy Reid thinks even though they won the Super Bowl, there's a lot of ways they can get better. And to me, one of the areas is defensive explosion. Defensively, they improved greatly throughout the last half of the regular season in the playoffs. I documented that last week.
Yeah.
But they just weren't an explosive defense. They have a chance, Ted, to do that this year.
What is and what might be the catapult to do something like that?
But when you have an explosive defense, and I mean creating defensive scores, the Chiefs had three last year. One was weird. It was Breshawn Breeland pulling the ball out of the bottom of a pile in Detroit.
Yeah.
Remember that? And
just
runs the other way 100 yards. Is this good? Is this, what is this? Well, it's a touchdown. Oh, it's a 14-point swing, which in essence dictated that game. Another one was Juan Thornhill had a pick six against Oakland. Well, that was a blowout anyway. The biggest one would have been in the Denver game after Mahomes was hurt when Anthony Hitchens came on a blitz and knocked the ball away from Joe Flacco. Chiefs are up 13-6. Reggie Ragland picks it up and runs it in. Now it's 20-6, and that game was essentially over. It's those kind of plays. Baltimore had six of such plays last year. New England had five. San Francisco had five. Well, where can the Chiefs be better and more explosive? At linebacker. Enter the second-round draft pick, Willie Gay Jr., out of Mississippi State. He looks like a Derrick Johnson clone. this guy can explode on an offense and make it a 14-point swing all by himself, especially when he's able to blitz and attack.
Playing off the edge, playing outside in, and even playing wheel when sometimes you play inside out. You know, it's natural because I did it for so long, but and with the scheme, it's perfect, you know, and with the blitzing, man, it's I feel like I can blitz from anywhere on the field, you know, and I would love to be a part of a blitz package, you know, where Coach used me as much as he wants, you know, to help me on help the team out on third down if you know, if that's what he wants, you know, and I'll definitely show that I can blitz.
Willie Gay, a guy out of Mississippi State that may have had some first-round credentials. Chiefs got him in the second round.
Yeah, there were incidents there. He got an incident with a player in preparation for a bowl. He was suspended by the NCAA, use of a tutor that was excessive, and then he got suspended for some games, and that dropped him to the second round. But think about the history of that for the Chiefs, Justin Houston, Chris Jones. Those were players that had similar circumstances. Willie Gay Jr. now gives you an explosive player. If you've got Frank Clark and Chris Jones up front, you have Gay in the middle. Now you've got the Honey Badger and one Thornhill on the back end. You basically are facing a lineup that can, like a baseball analogy, that can hit home runs 1 through 8 in the order. And that's what the Chiefs, if they can get that done defensively, not only does it take pressure off the offense, which is still the NFL's best, but now you're creating just double pressure on the opponent. And if that happens, the Chiefs, honestly, could be from 12-4 in the regular season to 14-2. And keep in mind, only one team gets a bye this year in the playoffs in both conferences. Not two, just one.
And, of course, we see this year in, year out. The teams that draft with savvy are always right there up at the top.
And I'll go one further. You and I have talked about this. It's also finding the undrafted free agent.
Yep.
That ends up being the Byron Pringle out of K-State for the Chiefs or Ben Neiman out of Iowa.
Yep.
I was going to tell you, too, with Willie Gay Jr., I don't think Ray Nitschke or Dick Butkus could play in this day and age of the NFL. And the reason is the big lumbering linebacker, even Urlacher, and he's not been that far removed,
yeah,
becomes a bit of a challenge in that you have to have speed and quickness. And that's what Gay brings to the table. Hopefully Dorian O'Daniel continues to develop, too. Here's why. The running backs, the passing game are too good. If you're a big brontosaurus out there, middle linebacker, they're just going to run right by you, or they're going to put you in coverage and put you in peril. The other thing I want to tell you about Willie Gay Jr. is the fact that 2 years ago, when he had a full season with Mississippi State, he was the highest-rated linebacker, Ted, in coverage in all of college football. He had a 91% coverage rating. So he's not just about blitzing and attacking. He gives you a chance to cover those running backs coming out of the backfield, the Austin Ecklers of the Chargers, or Melvin Gordon or Phillip Lindsay of the Broncos, or Josh Jacobs of the Raiders. Now you've got a fighting chance with a splendid athlete trying to cover those guys out of the backfield.
This is August 10th. The Chiefs open up the NFL season against the Texans 1 month from today.
Now I'm nervous. I was doing okay. Now my heart's racing. So I guess we got to get ready. But we'll get ready. We got the right coach and the right quarterback and maybe a more explosive defense.
Sounds good, and we'll chat again tomorrow morning at this same time, of course, brought to you by American Ag Credit. And as always, for your time, we say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. That is our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Always great information from training camp, brought to you by American Ag Credit. 822 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.